This is No Hooks. Level U live on WMFO. This is the point of the set where I'd like to say that there's only one way to play music, and that is loud and intensely. Because as humans, that is just how we feel. We feel loudly and we feel intensely. No Hooks is very proud as a band to stand for the honesty behind music. We wouldn't be here if our feelings didn't lead us to be in this room tonight performing for you. So whichever corner of the earth you've gathered to listen to us tonight, thank you so much, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you listening at the other end. The next song is our own kind of church in this band. And there's no better church than the Church of No Hooks, because there's no one that loves us wholly as this band does. Not just each other, but also our followers, the people who care about our music. So the next song is called All He Needs Is Love. Can't sing in this band, huh? All right, you back there, I can't reach you, but are you ready? We're ready for the next section. We're ready. Let's bring church into this song. 'Cause she knows what you want. Yes, she does. Yes, she does, baby. She does. Women always know what you want, honey. And she knows what you need. And no. This is No Hugs Live from WMFO, and that was All He Needs Is Love. Alright, we got two more beautiful songs for you. Two more sweet, sweet songs. The next song is called Same Mistake. I'm gonna reiterate a little bit on our local shows. We're actually gonna be playing at Sally O'Brien's on February 16th. Our one and only full band local show before the summer, which we can't announce yet. Sally O'Brien's February 16th with the incredible Eddie Japan. It's going to be a great, great bill. For more information, call Sally O'Brien's. They'll be more than happy to help you and hook you up with tickets. And then up next, you're going to see us on the West Coast, January 23rd. Whiskey A Go-Go, West Hollywood, California, Los Angeles. We go on at 8 p.m., and then January 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th, we're going to be performing at the NAMM show. That is at the Anaheim Convention Center in California. If you're going to be at NAMM, please swing by the Audix booth. And something that we have not announced before, you may or may not, but probably may be seeing us at South by Southwest this year. But more to come about South by Southwest later. The next song is Same Mistake. I'll die every day if that's how I convince my love is true. Every single day I'll make the same mistake. Kiss me, you kiss me, take me by surprise. Kiss me, you kiss me, take me by surprise. Serious. Half of loving you are sleepless nights, and I'm sobering up. Baby, don't leave. Stay a little longer, just a little more. Show me you're stronger, 'cause you're facing the odds. Every single day I make the same mistake. Serious. last song is actually a single that we recorded this past July, also released at the Vans Warped Tour. Your Satisfaction is Fake. And before we play our last song, I'd like to talk a little bit about it, because it's a song that has had the most impact on us as a band and the most impact to our followers. We owe a lot to this song because of this song we have been able to grow, so we need to pay it its proper respects. Your Satisfaction is Fake is actually a song that highlights something very important to us as a band, and that is bullying, depression, and the outcome of the two, which is suicide. We're going to talk more about this during our interview in a little bit. It's a song that embraces the LGBTQ plus community, and it's a song that represents the LGBTQ plus community in a way that is very outspoken and bold, I'd like to say. It says the things that need to be said, and it highlights the message that we stand for as a band, which is to include everyone, no exceptions, and everyone's pain should be shared and should be shared out loud. We're not different because of our sexuality, and no one is different from one another. We all live, we all breathe, we all love, we all feel pain, we all feel sadness, and we all are humans at the end of the day. So No Hugs is actually, I hate using the word fans. We have a community. We've built a beautiful community of bright individuals, bright and colorful individuals from all over the globe that came together, connected with music and love. And we couldn't be more grateful. And we're very, very excited to see this community expanding every day. And like I said, we owe a lot of that to this song. So, Melissa, how are we doing? We need another second? All right, so this is Your Satisfaction is Fake coming up once more if you're on the West Coast. January 23rd, we're going to be at the Whiskey at Go-Go. All right, January 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th, we're going to be at the NAMM show. If you are in Boston and you're looking to come see us locally, we're playing one full band show in February, February 16th. At Sally O'Brien's with Eddie Japan. You should come out. It's going to be a really, really fun show. All right, so the next song is Your Satisfaction is Fake, and it's our last song for the night. Thank you very much, and have a good night. Join us for our interview. Your satisfaction is fake. Your satisfaction is fake. Your satisfaction. So cool. Every time it calls, it screams at broken doors. When did everything collide? When did motionless become a part of life? And am I speeding to the end? I better hit the brakes before my story. Save me from insanity.
All right.
Thank you.
A half out of steam, a half in a dream. I have fun, as she'd said. You might as well be dead, for all I know. No one was gonna see the hole from the heaven she stole out of me. What talk we just had about, I had some new prints left a taste in my mouth that requires a rinse. So I sneak down a pint of my victory gin. I take some cues from the news and I spit out a spin while my soapbox is laughing from the words I say. Well, the folks started gathering around and they stay while I beat some maggots out of my masquerade. Make everyone fret about the mess they made. And once every crowd is bad, it's still dead display. I notice they all account and just as dismayed as me. With all our soap and hope and self rebound. Beauty's gonna bathe in the pond. She's waiting shoulder deep in the mist, flirting with a frog on her front. He's waited all his life just for this. Waited for the wave of a wand. Waited for the cure of a kiss. Yes, oh yes, oh yes. The cure of a kiss. Yes, oh yes, oh yes. Come to the party with a vision to recount. Rushing off the mound, storms in, fresh off it. He got the fervor of a prophet. Tears, tears flow off his cheek. He got turds for the wicked and words for the weak. He says the meek shall inherit some bald sick prize. But the clock pick pockets the calls from his eyes. And he voids his venom about 6 minutes until he fights. It's a demon and calls the lost sin, which brings back the fire to his cheeks and his chin. We brand him Messiah, tossing tips in his tent. Till 2 hours later, we're converted, convinced. We've survived this cycle some 66 times since. And it's time we hankered for that first wave of bliss. The rest is sweet, generous, and frightened, you kiss. But in the end, we all are so good, hope itself. Just for this, waited for the wave of a wand, waited for the cure of a kiss. Yes, oh yes, oh yes. Cure of a kiss. Yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Hello, we're here on the air with No Hugs, who just played a live set in Studio D.
How you doing, Andrew?
Doing great.
Good to be here.
Yeah, great set. Very powerful vocals and great musicianship.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So, one of the things we like to ask is local shows coming up and You guys did mention the Sally O'Briens, but it's good to repeat that, just keep it in people's minds so they'll go to the shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Kat, want to take that one on?
Yes, you heard correctly. We're going to be playing at Sally O'Briens
on February 16th.
That's right.
2019 is approaching very quickly, actually.
Like a brick wall.
I know, it's crazy, right? Like 2018 is already over.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so that show is actually going to be with Eddie Japan.
Yeah, great band.
Yeah, they're a fantastic band, fantastic people. We're very excited to play with them. February 16th. I keep wanting to say January, but it's not. February 16th at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. It's gonna be a fun show.
So I like your message of the LGBTQ+ community being kind of a big part of your message, and it's great to have bands in Boston that are all about that. And you guys really kind of teach the whole Boston music scene. So it's really great.
Well, I think first and foremost, like I said during the live set, it's mostly about honesty. And we wouldn't be honest if we didn't highlight that the injustice of how LGBT people are being treated in this country is not real. And we see that a lot as a band, especially on our social media. We often get messages by a lot of teenagers that reach out to us and reach out to us in ways of real personal ways, telling us that the song helps them get through whatever it is that they're going on. And it just means a lot to us to stand loud and proud for that community.
Yeah, absolutely. And we find it very important to be the role models that we never had growing up. We think it's really important for kids these days to be able to see strong, powerful women doing what they love to do and representing the LGBT community. And we just think it's so important to be honest and real and portray that we are real people just like everybody else. And we want everybody to see that.
Yes. I think that kind of sums up what we stand for, I think. And on a more broader level, it's not just the LGBT community. There's a lot of youth out there that is suffering so much with mental problems, whether they identify as LGBT+ or not. And I feel like it's very important for them to have a band to look up to that acknowledges their problems and their issues. And we don't kind of like sweep those mental issues under a carpet and pretending that they don't exist with music that nobody can relate to.
So how did you guys end up getting these shows in California, which are, it's awesome that you're doing that.
How do we end up getting them?
Yeah.
Let's start with Nam, I guess. So that was
our wonderful singer Narcissus here is endorsed by Audix Microphones, and so they were very gracious to offer us some dates to play at NAMM, which is always been a dream of mine, and I know the rest of the
band. Oh my God, yes. Such an honor.
It's such an honor to be able to go all the way out to Los Angeles and play at such a prestigious, really well-known trade show.
Yeah, I feel like we're actually going to be playing at the Audix booth for all of the NAMM dates. And from then on, we reached out to a few venues and we were like, hey, we're playing NAMM. We really want to organize a pre party. And the Whiskey A Go got right, Whiskey, what did I just say? Whiskey A Go got right back to us, and they were happy to have us. And I can't be happier to play at the venue that Janis Joplin spent the last day of her life at. You know, like, it's such a legendary venue. I think Melissa, like, as soon as we got the email confirmation, Melissa was screaming in the band chat.
Yeah, you know, the whole LA hair metal rock scene from the 80s was where I really got a lot of my inspiration growing up as a guitarist. And so the fact that we're playing at such a historical venue that had, you know, all these insanely talented and well-known 80s groups get their start at is an honor and still is kind of mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, I mean, the Whiskey keeps rock alive, and it's kind of like what we do as a band. We do stand behind rock and roll. We're not calling ourselves indie or anything like that. We're an alternative rock band, and we couldn't be happier to be included in one of the lineups at the Whiskey. It's really a tremendous just like honored to be part of it, and I can't wait to see the space. It's gonna be ours, like Christina Katz and I, first time in LA, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
So we're excited just to be there, in Los Angeles in general, and just to be the fact that we're there just to play these awesome shows. It's amazing.
And you guys had the experience with the Warped tour, right?
Yes.
Yep. So well, how did that happen?
Kat, you should take that one on.
Well, I'm still almost in disbelief that it happened. I've been going to the Warped Tour since I was 11 years old. I've been to ones in Florida, New Jersey, everywhere. But it was always a dream of mine to be able to be one of the bands that plays. And when we heard that it was the Warped Tour was coming to an end, unfortunately, we decided we're going to give it a try. So we actually reached out to Kevin Lyman directly. And we didn't, you know, necessarily expect a response, but he got back to us within 10 minutes, not even kidding. And it just, yeah, he said, yeah, we'll have you on the show.
I think Kevin Lyman has been our guardian angel. Mm-hmm. as a band.
He's been a sweetheart, definitely, and he's given us a lot of advice.
Yeah, other than Warped Tour, he has cared about No Hugs so deeply, and he has helped in, you know, in ways that have nothing to do with a Warped Tour, but he really is just the man behind so many bands, and the reason that he's the father of pop punk is because he cares, you know, and that's what we're lacking in the industry, I think, a lot, is promoters and people who put up festivals that care and show their face and don't hide behind a big company, you know. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he was so approachable was such a surprise, I think, to all of us. And actually, really funny about Warped Tour, when we got booked to play it, I couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. Because I had an accident, so mm-hmm. I kind of was like an incentive for me to get back on my feet, literally, mm-hmm. just so I could be up on that stage. And I think that was the first show we played after my accident, right?
Yeah. I think we played one right before. We played the in Portland, Maine.
Portland Pride.
Yes, we played the Portland Pride, yes. To warm you back up. There you go. And Kevin Lyman actually ended up catching a little bit of our set. He was, you know, passing by, and he stopped, and we saw him looking, and yeah. He confirmed it later and said, good job. And
yes. Yes, yeah. it was a great experience.
Yeah.
Yep, so... so what other bands in Boston are you guys really into?
Ooh, bands in Boston... Oh, I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go first. So I kind of like a lot of genres.
Mm-hmm.
There is a band that I saw last year perform live called Steel Gold. They're a hip-hop band. They are fantastic. We were actually, I actually got to know them up in person, Mo and Chris, at the Boston Music Awards, because we were nominated this year. And they were nominated in a subcategory, and we met at the VIP party. They are so humble, and they really, really love what they do. And the performance that they put on just... It stayed with me, you know, it amazed me so much. They're just such powerful performers. So if I had to put my vote anywhere, it would be Steel Gold. And as far as alternative rock, Walter Sickert and mm-hmm. the Army of Broken Toys, oh my God. We're just happy to be considered their extended family. They are, first of all, I've never heard anyone sing like Walter. He is phenomenal, a mm-hmm. phenomenal vocalist. And I have nothing like Edry is a sweetheart. The whole band, Mary Widow, Joanna, they're just fantastic people to talk to and be around. And they're so creative and like No Hugs is nothing in terms of what they're teaching the Boston music scene and what they've been teaching the Boston music scene for 10 years. They're just honest people. They play amazing, fantastic music, and I love that they're just going at it so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my two Boston bands. I don't know about you guys. You know, Kat?
I agree with you.
There's so many. Yeah. So many.
Well, I'm trying to think. So there's a lot of bands that I'm really into. One that has always stood out to me is a band called Analog Heart. Yep. They put on a fantastic show live. Really great vocals. They're like such sweet people. And yeah, I really enjoy their music. It really speaks to me. You got anything, Christina?
Yeah, the first group, I guess it's one individual that comes to mind, is a lady by the name of Marcella Cruz.
Woo!
We had the honor of playing with her at the Verb Hotel for a Boston Music Awards show.
Yeah.
And she was incredible. She's an kind of an R&B hip-hop artist, and she's just got such a smooth voice, and it was such an honor to play a show with her, and I've been really into her since then, so that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah, she's definitely like a great representation of the diversity of the scene. Mm-hmm. And the fact that a band like us, like an alternative rock band, got to play with an R&B hip-hop artist, I think it just speaks volumes of like how far the Boston scene has come. Mm-hmm. Like, because when No Hugs first started out, we were put on like metal and death metal bills and we don't necessarily fit the genre, but it was like the hardest thing that was going on like in 2015, and now it's gotten to the point where there's so much diversity in it, and there's so many things we can do. And also I think we should give a shout out to Carissa Johnson.
Of course.
Carissa Johnson, again, amazing.
Yeah, awesome person.
Yeah, awesome person, amazing punk persona in the scene. It's good to see punk alive, like, through Carissa. She's doing, like, a great job. Carissa Johnson and the...
And the Curals.
And the Curals, yeah. That's the band name, yes. But, Melissa, and any Boston bands?
I'm really into Bent Knee.
Bent Knee!
I saw them. I had never really heard of them, and then I went to see Haken and Leprous a few months ago, and Bent Knee was one of the openers on the tour, and I was just absolutely blown away that they were from Boston, and I thought they had such a really cool, unique sound, and just there's so many great artists, like all the people that they've mentioned that have come out of Boston, and it just amazes me that there's so much talent just circulating in this one city and one scene,
and so many different genres too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, so many different genres.
Yeah, so let's remind people of the show coming up.
So the show coming up, February 16th with Eddie Japan at Sally O'Brien. That's our local show, our only local show up until June. So if you want to catch No Hugs and catch our new set, that will be a great, great, great show to come to. And for more information, nohugsband.com. That's our website. Look for No Hugs Band on the social media. We should pop right up. Hashtag No Hugs Band, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Search for No Hugs Band. We'll be right there.
No, Friendster.
Friendster? Friendster? What's Friends? Is it like Tinder for that? Bands? Is it Tinder for bands?
No, it's an old ancient social media.
Really?
Interesting.
I don't think it exists anymore.
I was just
making a joke.
Oh, that's okay. Okay.
It'd be like saying MySpace to somebody who would get that.
Someone asked me the other day, are you guys on MySpace? And I didn't know what to say. Because my answer
Blank stare. That's a good
answer. My answer was, why would I be on MySpace? I actually didn't know how to take it. But apparently people still use it. It has like 100 people left using it or so. Oh, wow.
was she talking about you or the band?
The band.
Oh, wow.
Oh, like a personal, like MySpace account?
I mean, everyone has one. I don't know if they're still active.
That is so unnecessary.
All right, thanks a lot. No Hugs. We're going to hear some Curious Ritual.
Oh, my dues, paying.